Welcome to the OnFit Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the OnFit DMI Podcast, where we discuss key trends and new developments in innovation and the policy, technology and regulatory challenges and all things related to digital finance. I'm Katie-Ann Wilson from London, and I'm very pleased to be speaking to Bhavin Patel, OnFit's Head of FinTech and Senior Economist. Today, we're doing something a little bit different, and we're talking about what's coming up from the Digital Monetary Institute. In particular, we're talking about the next DMI journal, which will be released in May. Our journals bring together seminal pieces from the public and private sector on key topics related to digital money. As well as our journal, we're talking about our Central Banks and Digital Currency Symposium, which will take place virtually on the 28th and the 29th of April. Welcome, Bhavin. Nice to chat to you. So let's talk about the DMI journal first. What do we expect to cover in the next edition? What are we looking at? What are the key questions that you're trying to address in this next research publication?
Thanks, Katie-Ann. So the next issue, publishing in the second week of May, is covering what the future of the bank will be. We're seeing a lot of developments in the payment space, both on the back end and the front end, with the central bank digital currency, new payments solutions and digital wallets. So the key questions here are, how are banks collaborating both with fintechs and creating in-house capacity as well towards innovation? How are they approaching fintechs as well in terms of if it's a private partnership, if it's going to be a joint venture, or if it's going to be buying some equity or buying these fintechs out just to create new innovations and products? So in this next issue, we plan to speak to the RTGS team at the Bank of England, some private consortium like Finality, and a number of our members as well. I think the main challenges we're trying to cover is, what is it in the current payments architecture that the public sector runs, the central banks through the RTGS, that is kind of not meeting some of the requirements for the private sector, and especially around banks who are going into these private consortiums? We also want to look at how fintechs themselves are positioning themselves within this space, either through direct access of RTGS and real-time payment systems, or is it collaborations with commercial banks? And what kind of relationship that's coming about through this? It's moving from a competition style to a more co-opetition, I would say. And we do have a number of interesting features in this next issue, from Visa to Algorand and a few of our other members as well. So you can access that journal in the second week of May through our website, alongside a number of our other literature reports and previous journals.
Sounds great. And that's available to everyone when it's published.
That's correct. You can sign up already to our newsletter, which allows you to get a direct email of when things are published within the DMI, both meetings as well as our DMI journals, which come out every quarter. So I'm sure there'll be a link in the description somewhere.
Thanks, Bhavin. No, that sounds great and really topical, especially with the Bank of England and Finality announcement that just came out today, actually this morning. So now let's look at the symposium itself. The DMI symposium, as I said, takes place at the end of April. This is completely virtual. We're spanning a range of topics from central bank digital currencies on the retail and the wholesale side, crypto assets and stable coins, legal and regulatory requirements, you know, how do you actually define these asset classes, the future of cryptocurrencies themselves, cross-border governance of digital currencies, as well as looking at the technology in more detail, specifically how it relates to banking, which overshadows some of the journal work as well. There's a lot of cross-referencing work here, and also the future of capital markets, looking into tokenization a bit more and whether we're seeing an evolution here. We're very pleased to say that some of the headline acts we have are Denny Bowe from Bank of France. He'll be speaking on the wholesale side. John Roll from the governor from Central Bank of Bahamas, Christian Catalini from chief economist of DM. He'll be touching on next steps for DM regarding their payment license, as well as many others from the Bundesbank, European Commission, Monetary Authority of Singapore, and many of our private sector symposium partners as well, such as SDX and Facebook Novi and HSBC. So we're thrilled to have such a great community that work on this and partners that we're working closely to ensure the topics meet the industry demand. So Bavin, you're working on two panels during this symposium. Can you touch a bit on what you're doing, which ones you're working on, and some of the topics that you're bringing out during the day?
Both panels are quite diverse, both very important. So the first is on the consumer perspective towards the payments revolution. So I think it's very important that we bring in the different demands and properties that consumers demand for when it comes to retail payments that they make. And we're lucky to be joined by Aristides from the Bank of Brazil, as well as Raj from MasterCard and Kalin from SICPA, as well as Ed Bowles from Facebook Novi. I think here we can talk very much about the Brazilian use case of what happens when retail payments, there is a bit of a public-private partnership or some allowance in regulation where the private sector can come in and fulfill some of the payments roles and gaps that there is in the country. So that's especially exemplified with WhatsApp Pay, which both Aristides will talk about. And I think it's more so about the policy objectives and making sure that we're quite clear in where new innovations can come in. And what's very important here is what properties do consumers demand for. So these payment systems need to be very secure in terms of resilience, security, whether it's going to be cyber attacks, as well as keep in some of the data governance challenges around privacy, as well as keeping compliance with some of the regulations around KYC and AML. So we're seeing a lot of that, especially around interoperability and when these regulations need to match with each other across jurisdiction, if it's international. But I think what we're seeing more of is a domestic payments concentration in terms of use cases going on, and hopefully some movement towards a international cross-border payment solution at some point in the future. The second panel is slightly different. It's DLT banking applications. So looking very specifically at how central bank digital currency can be tokenized and especially around interbank transactions, what the trigger solutions are. So bridging some of the conventional payments systems like RTGS and RTPay, real-time payments, with DLT applications. And what exactly might the role of the private sector be here, and what is available to them? Is it going to be private sector settlement instruments, private coins, or is it working with CBDCs again? And here we're going to be joined by Joachim Metzger, the Director General of Payments and Settlement at the Bundesbank, Laura Lowe from Temasek, Mark Williamson from HSBC, and David Creer from GFT. And I think very much here we're going to be again, looking at what the pain points might be around making these interbank transactions, what exactly needs to be done. And I think a big objective here is covering who this middleman might be, this traffic cop in the middle, making sure that there is some sort of set standard around payments, the definitions, legal standards, technical standards, and making sure that there is some transparency when we have this multiple channel approach to interbank transactions. And yeah, I think there's going to be a bit of a conversation around cross-border payments here, especially with Mark and representing HSBC here, as well as Joachim Metzger with how much the euro area transacts on a daily basis between different jurisdictions. And there is a lot of concentration around new novel use cases of cross-border payments. We're seeing SWIFT move to SWIFT GPI and innovate in this area, and we're seeing more peer-to-peer solutions come to market. So yeah, I think it's going to be a fascinating discussion, and those are the two panels I will be covering out of the others.
Sounds great. And if you're wondering how you can listen to them, we have panels that are open to all attendees, so please do register. We have a few private sessions that are for DMI members only. If you're interested in becoming a DMI member, then you can find all the information on our website. We also want to encourage you to use Swapcard and log in early. This is a great platform for networking, creating bilateral meetings. You can access public forums and debate. And there's also a number of exhibition stands from many of our partners, such as SICPA, Visa, Algorand, MasterCard, which you can visit. There's all the latest research on here. And again, you can talk to the member of staff. So we encourage you to access that early and then register through our website. Thanks, Bhavan. That was great to hear bits and pieces from what's coming, and we hope to see you all there.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the OnFIF podcast.